All right, get on.
Excuse me?
Is there time?
I had one, thanks. I got the question thrown at me in sort of a different way. Sarah Clinton's dangerous sometimes, she doesn't mean to be. But she led into the thing by saying,
well, no.
She had been around, she said, Ron, how are you gonna clear up this Sherman Adams type situation with Pete Flanagan in relation to executive privilege? And I said, now wait a minute, Sarah. I said, I'm not gonna let that push pass. I said, we're entering an election year here, and I don't do it. There are gonna be partisan, charges, and I'm not gonna comment on all of those that will come against this administration or in order to give an effort to get it done. But I said, when you put a man's name out, an honest man's name out, on the record that way, I have to respond to it. And then I said, the President of the United States has total confidence. Feels he has conducted himself properly since he's been within the administration. Then I went on to make reports. Now, we have staff, assistants in the White House, who have contacts with, and I went to the list. And I said, the type of partisan charges that are full of innuendo, and general statements of wrongdoing, without any concrete evidence, are just not responsible. And they are partisan in nature. And I said, we can expect those issues these years. I said, I noticed that the senator on the floor referred to a Flanagan factor. I said, I think what we have involved here is a political factor. And then they tried, of course, after having said, oh, then I made the point, those people who make the charge have the responsibility to present concrete evidence of any personal gain.
They had an adaptation.
Well, they did, but I was talking about
that. I mean, that's right, quite as well.
And then they said, well, did he say there was personal gain? I said, that's an observation I'm making, gentlemen. I said, the burden of responsibility and the burden of proof is on the attacker, not the defendant. Which is, you know, they tried to present to shift. And then they tried to get into the ITT thing. I said, gentlemen, I'm not going to comment on the ITT. Mr. McLaren has very, very clearly spelled out what Mr. Flanagan's role was.
Who's they? Peter Isidore?
No, I don't think you should better. I think that.
I'm curious.
They have that thing, yes. Of course, there was Skip Isaacs. So maybe we toyed around the battle of the
thing. Was supposed to be that. No,
good. Skip Isaacs followed us. Well, new guy, I don't know. Oh, and then Harvey Shelton, I think he did it without knowledge, but he said, well, then they tried to bring you into it, of course. And they said, when did the president learn about the $400,000 contribution to the Republican Party? And I said, now wait a minute.
Right.
I said, now wait a minute. This is the very thing I'm talking about. I said, and I'm not going to get into that, but just for the record, so you have said $400,000 contribution to the Republican Party when the president hear about it. I said, now the record should be so clear.
I never heard about it at all.
I said, everything that I have read, everything I have seen suggests $100,000 will at the willingness of a party of the ITT and underwrite.
And one of the sharing hotel was
shared now as
right.
The city of San Diego, who is hosting the convention, not the party, so I was able to get that out of there. And I said 3 days ago that the president learned of this matter reading this new summer.
True.
And then in other questions, what's the subject starter they, you know, they had asked questions. I just refused any comment or in terms of ITT and the president. I said, I'm not going to stand here if they have any question about the ITT matter that I have part of it. So the Attorney General is testifying.
Were you able to get on the hearsay in the fourth degree again?
No, I didn't get into that because that related primarily to ITT, and I tried to attack at the Eagleton thing so that I would be driven into comments on the judicial. But I got a little bit, you know, created a posture of being, with the defense and move it ourselves. Big point.
You need to be, you need to get, Ron, and the thing we don't, we maybe ought to get, can, or not better in there. Get a tougher grade or some sort of, I told most of my other, get the floor, say, smear it, they, Congress, rather than the law, they, we just aren't, you see what I'm saying, I'm not criticizing.
No, I'm.
I don't know that you should, but you've got to attack the attackers, and you've got to go smear, string, yes. Bunch of shit asses, those questions, I don't know. They must be dying, it's that,
they signal for Washington journalists. Stand in there and they ask questions, and they are so poorly prepared. You know, you have a guy like Kurt Campbell sitting over there, who didn't have a damn thing to say today, who was not even aware of an extensive wire service sort of ran on, then you have guys in there who simply, you know, don't, they seem to be unaware of the news events around them. That's what leads to them. They're bad reporting. It's really a phenomenon that has to be dealt with.
Every bars. Well, you need more nut cutters on our side. Should be you.
Well, what?
Now, you're not saying about it, but you heard we're going to do the public on Thursday.
Well, I heard that you had to make that hard, I want you to hear.
Not going to be able to say that. But you would not know anything about it for Thursday.
Correct.
Week ago.
Well, they got that one from the Xerox. They couldn't prove anything off the Xerox.
Now, they've got the original, now they wrote that, the typewriter. Typewriter is conclusive evidence, show people on typewriter, unless it's a very new typewriter, it's not showing the personal characteristics. That was not typewriter, but I don't ask her how this works.
Well, let's, objection.
But this, the defense point, I think, is, just want to, crash. Well, it's all about your crime, is if there's something wrong, you probably business, or whatever we need now. Okay. Right.